we'll go back, we'll get up, we'll do our homework, and we'll come back better prepared next year.
Thanks again, Coach.
Yep.
Coach, talk about the game. What was the difference in the ball game?
We got our hustle. I mean, we bottom line, we got our hustle. Our guys didn't put their heads in the game until the last 4 minutes of the game. I don't know.
Well, again, they made runs, got leads, and you were able to come back, though.
Yeah, we're able to come back. I mean, you know, like I told my guys, even with a minute 30 on the clock, I felt like we could come back and make a run. And they fought. We missed some layups down the stretch. We dug a hole that we had to play hard to try to get out of. Greensburg was very well prepared. Hell, they knocked over. They probably shot about 70% from the field. I mean, hey, just one of those days.
What did they do defensively that disrupted your offense?
You know what? Really, they didn't do much defensively. We're just tentative. Our guys was not in the game. I mean, their heads wasn't in the game. We're missing easy layups. Guys were just tentative with the ball, not attacking. I mean, just one of those things.
And again, this game can't tarnish your season, though.
No, it doesn't tarnish our season. We're going, like I say, we made it down. People didn't expect us to be here. All in all, we got moved up in class. We're going to continue to work. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll keep our heads up. We'll be back.
Coach, give us your thoughts on the ball game.
I think Greensburg played a very good game today. They shot the ball extremely well. Hats off to them. I think we came out a little flat. We're going through the motions for the better part of 3.5 quarters. Fourth quarter, I think we decided that we were going to try to turn it up and make a run. We just didn't have the energy early on. I don't think we're committed to playing extra pass, committed to playing the passing lanes early on. I think the last 3 minutes of the game, we're down, I don't know, 20-some points, and we made a run. And like I told the guys, it's not over. We just need to make a run.
Why do you think maybe your energy wasn't part of what should have been in the first couple of quarters?
No, I don't know. I mean, I wish I had the answer for that. If I had the answer, we definitely would have found the energy. I don't know. I just think that we're a little tentative with the ball. We weren't as aggressive as I would have liked to seen us. We're tentative on taking shots. We just need to put the ball up and let the pace of the game, the flow of the game, just go. I think we're being too cautious on the court today. I think we're worried about the wrong things. Early on, we're worried about the wrong things. Instead of playing basketball, we're worried about the wrong things. We allow other people to dictate what we do, to control. I always tell the guys, make sure you keep the officials out of the game. Don't allow them to ever get in the game. And I think early on, we just played tentative. I had guys out there that I don't think they're playing as aggressive defense as we normally play. I think we're worried about fouls and just maintaining.
The threes, I mean, it was kind of reminded me of part two, I think 9 of their first 16. You guys have been playing ahead the whole tournament outside of the Lawless game. How tough was that, them just hitting all those threes early and then playing from behind the whole game?
I mean, it's always tough. I mean, it's just really tough playing from behind, but at no time I think we're out of the ball game. I mean, they shot the lights out. I mean, they knocked down shots with hands in their face. They made the extra pass. I mean, they just shot the ball unbelievable. Would not have thought that, you know, not in my wildest dreams would I ever thought that a team would shoot the lights out like that. It was just unbelievable. They shot the ball extremely well. You know, they shot the ball extremely well. I think when we did decide to play aggressive and really pressure the ball, I think they struggled. I mean, I think the last 3 minutes they struggled when we decided to play defense. We got steals and they panicked a little. You know, just wish we could have turned it on a little earlier.
Coach, you had mentioned before the game that you wanted to put Greensburg through 32 minutes of hell, and maybe in that last 3 minutes, maybe having played against that kind of pressure all game, maybe it started to wear on them just a little bit?
I mean, definitely. I think had we came out and I think tonight we gave them about 3 minutes of hell, you know, maybe 4 or 5 minutes of hell. I think had we came out and really got into the guys, you know, they would have wore down earlier. I think we were going through the motions, just surviving, just playing until the last, playing without meaning until the last 3 minutes of the game. We were just playing. I think the last 3 minutes of the game, we played with meaning, like why we're here. We're here to win.
I got in here late, so I hope I'm not asking a cheap question here, Coach. But they got off that 8-2 lead and hit some big threes early and kind of gave them a little bit of a cushion where you guys would make a run at them, but they seem to be able to maintain that cushion. That's kind of big, them getting that kind of that gap at the start.
Definitely to come out and knock down 3 or 4 straight threes, it's definitely going to give any team, you know, a morale boost. They came out, they knocked them down. You know, we weren't committed to getting out playing the corners, and they knocked them down. I mean, so yeah, that definitely gave them a morale boost. That definitely probably pumped those guys up and gave them the confidence that, hey, you know, we can play with these guys.
Best shooting team you played this year, Coach?
I wouldn't say the best shooting team, but I tell you what, they – tonight were their night. That tonight was their night. They knocked down some pretty big shots.
So you guys are going for your third title in 3 different classes tonight. Not winning here tonight doesn't diminish what you guys have been able to do over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
What's the future for this program look like?
I tell you what, after the game, I guess one of the most inspiring things that I heard was Montrell Barfield walked up and said, "Hey, don't worry about a coach. We'll be back next year." So when you really look at it, start off 2A, got our butt spanked, came back the next year, got it done. If we play it back the same as 2A, and the guys are committed, we came in, we got our butt spanked, we waltzed in for 3.5 quarters and decided we wanted to play the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. If you turn back the hands of time and history would repeat itself, Montrell's right. We're going to be back. We're going to be smarter. We're going to be stronger. And we're going to get it done.
Justin, this was the tallest front line you went up against. It seemed like at a fair height and length, you weren't able to get to the basket in the first half like you typically do. How tough was it going up against their front line?
No, I just didn't show up. It's not good.
Coach, their shooting aside, have you played a team this year that passed the ball against your pressure as well as they did in the draft?
Definitely. I mean, we played Carmel. I mean, you can't discredit the Andrian game. You know, we played several teams just flat out move the ball. Difference is that they knock down shots. They knock down the open shot. I mean, hands down, they shot the ball well. You know, they have high school kids. You know, just step out and just knock them down. And I don't know how many people was here tonight, 30,000, maybe 40,000. I mean, hats off to them. I mean, those are big time shots. I mean, those are big time shots. So I would have never thought that a high school kid, any kid, would just step out and just knock them down.
Marvin, I know you, obviously you press all year, you press all the time, that's kind of your style. Is there ever a time when you thought, well, maybe you needed to go less pressure against them today, or maybe pull back a little bit just because they were pretty effective at, I guess, making shots and breaking in?
I think basically, yeah, we switched some things up. We went 1-3-1, and we pulled some things back. But at the end of the day, you know, just looking at it, like I told my guys when I called them to the bench, bottom line, doesn't matter what type of defense we play, we just have to play. I mean, with 3 minutes left in the game, 3.5 minutes left in the game, I told them that it's going to be beautiful when we come back. You just have to play. And the reality of it is, It doesn't matter how many X's and O's or what defense I call or things of that nature. It's like a chess game. And if the pieces are not moving like the pieces should move, you can't play a chess game. These guys, we're going to stick together. These are my guys. There are some adjustments maybe that I could have done. There are some things that they could have done. But we won together. We lost together today. We're not going to change our style. We know that we waited until the last 3 minutes to play basketball with a meaning.
Was Devon hurt? Looked like he had a rock on his shoulder.
You know, bottom line, it's a state championship game. Hurt or not hurt, you have to play ball. I can't tell you whether or not Devon was hurt. I'm not the trainer. Bottom line is, you have to suck it up for your guys. You've been battling with your guys for 25 games, practices or whatever. Hurt or not hurt, you have to play until you pass out. Bottom line, you have to play for your brother. So I can't say if he was hurt or not hurt. And I think these guys here tell you we don't make excuses. Bottom line is, it's the state finals. Not unless your arm fall off. You just have to play. It doesn't stop you from playing defense or anything else. So I don't know if Devon was hurt or not.
Coach, you all scored him in the paint off turnovers and off the fast break. Talk a little bit about how that pressing style has allowed you to get to this point.
That's what we do. We apply pressure. We get buckets off steals. And down the stretch, like I told the guys, we could score 16 points in 2 minutes. I've seen it done. We've done it before. We're never out of the ball game. I think we got some steals there at the end, and then we missed some easy layups. And we had a miscue. And I play back everything through my head. I think Cole missed one, and we had a miscue when Riddle missed a split second late trying to hit Justin. But guess what? I think these guys are a representation of their coach. I'm a fighter, and they fought for me.
Seniors, you didn't get what you wanted to, but can you put into, you guys have been to three state championships, and tonight didn't end like you wanted, but just a couple thoughts on the run today.
Yeah. We've been together so long, we worked so hard. It just hurt that we didn't win.
I'd rather lose with Austin Daniels and Justin King, Reynard Perry, and Anthony Cole. We've been together so long. Kindergarten, third grade. I'd rather lose with these guys. I'll take a loss. Marvin Ray, my coach. I'll lose with him any day. We took the loss.
As long as we fought for it, we didn't lay down. Well, those 3 minutes, we didn't lay down.
3 minutes.
Any other questions, anybody?
Coach, thanks for your time.